Now to close up, seafood importers argue they should have been given more notice before a ban on importing raw prawns was brought into place earlier this month. I spoke with Seafood Importers Association Executive Director Norman Grant about the ban and started by asking about its impact.
We're predicting if this was to last for 6 months, as has been suggested, that this would cost at end user level, that is in over-the-counter sales, about $500 million.
How many importing businesses are there? And can you tell me, considering we don't know when this ban will come to an end, what's it going to mean for their businesses?
For those of them that rely mostly on prawns for their sales, and there are a few, I can't see how they would survive this. But everyone is going to feel a lot of pain. So even companies that are selling the broad range of seafood are telling me that they will lose tens of millions of dollars over the period of the suspension.
Do you think the government had any other options following the outbreak of the white spot disease here in Australia, considering the impact it's having on local growers and producers?
I can understand why they've taken a very precautionary approach, but I think it was a bit premature. There's still no certain indication that this came from commodity prawns, and we argue that it's still the most unlikely source for a number of reasons. There are plenty of other pathways out there that need to be thoroughly investigated. Now, it's okay for the government to take a precautionary approach, but you have to take into account the cost. And the first thing they could have done is give the industry a little bit more warning so that we could have curtailed purchasing and packaging in the factories overseas, and certainly curtailed shipments departing. But this has caught product on the water up in the net. And cancelling the import permits is sort of like cancelling a contract. These importers were acting in good faith with the permission of the government under the conditions laid down their import permits. So to have that suddenly revoked is absolutely dreadful, and you have to think perhaps a little bit more time could have given to it. We also don't understand why, as an emergency measure, biosecurity zones weren't thrown around the prawn farms to prevent recreational fishermen fishing within, you know, a certain number of kilometres of the farm. Surely that would have been one measure that could have been taken without halting international trade.
The cost for consumers, can you talk us through what you're expecting there?
We don't have a lot of experience with a calamity of this size. I'm not sure that it will affect the cooked prawn market so much. And this is the peak season for demand, but also in some cases the peak season for supply. So cooked prawns may remain much the same, but for uncooked prawns, which are used primarily by restaurants and the catering industry, I imagine the prices will skyrocket. In fact, there's already indications that that will happen. So consumers are going to, in the first instance, be paying a lot higher prices for uncooked prawns if they like to do what the chefs do and cook them themselves at home. But what we're really concerned about is if this was to go on for 6 months, the supply would definitely run out.
So how much a kilo are we going to be paying, I guess, over the next 6 months?
Well, look, it's hard to say because the prices are related to the sizes of the prawns. But, you know, I can see them going up $5 or $10 a kilo easily.
Seafood Importers Association Executive Director Norman Grant speaking about an import ban on raw prawns since the outbreak of white spot disease in Queensland. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. Don't forget, if you do ever have a story or you'd like to get in touch, you can send me through an email, the address ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. You can also find us on Twitter. Give us a follow at @NatRuralNews. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.